This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 24th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Eliminating global hunger by 2030 appears a bigger challenge today than even years before. A UN report today on the state of food security and nutrition of the world reveals 733 million people faced hunger last year. The figure was unchanged from 2022. Conflict, climate change, and economic crisis are key contributors, especially in Africa, where one in five people struggle with hunger. Climate change and regional conflicts have intensified. Leaders suggest that if trends persist, an estimated 582 million people will face chronic undernourishment by the end of the decade. Half of those will be in Africa. Over 2.3 billion people experienced moderate or severe insecurity last year. Over 70% of the people in low-income countries cannot afford a healthy diet. In high-income countries, that figure is just over 6%. Farmers, lenders, and extension specialists yesterday shared the dire need for a new farm bill with members of the House Ag Committee. Their message suggested growing debt and pending challenges for farmers to secure operating loans for the 2025 crops as a result of lower commodity prices, higher input costs, and stubbornly high interest rates. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley drew attention to a letter from over 500 ag and nutrition groups calling for a new farm bill. Today, Grassley said Washington is not always first to respond to crisis situations.
Too often we get a farm crisis before it finally percolates up to the Congress of the United States to take response. And I think that this is the first of that. And if we don't get a five-year farm bill this year, this is just going to multiply many times over of reactions and irritation with farm leaders and individual family farmers with the Congress of the United States not delivering.
Slow congressional response isn't anything new. Grassley recalled the farm crisis in the early 80s.
Things started turning bad in 82 or 83, but it was probably 85 or 86 before it became a real issue in the Congress of the United States. I'm sorry for that lag for American agriculture with Congress not responding more timely.
Tonight, President Biden will make a case to the American people for his legacy and verify his endorsement for Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Grassley says the presidential election will be about policy.
Whether it's Biden-Harris policy or just Harris policy, it's all about not enforcing the law at the border and the cost of living. I suppose for American agriculture, it's a fact that neither Biden or Harris talk much about agriculture. You will hear Trump talking about ethanol as an example. Maybe he doesn't talk enough about agriculture either, but he proudly talks about being a friend of ethanol.
On this week's open mic interview with Gary Adams of the National Cotton Council, Adams identifies an imbalance of supply and demand. New reports from Brazil suggest their largest cotton-producing state will see an even bigger crop next year. The Mato Grosso Institute of Agricultural Economics estimates farmers there increased their 23-24 acreage by just shy of 20% to over 3.5 million tons. Corn and cotton compete for the same acres in the state. This year, farmers shifted away from corn due to low prices and reduced margins. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.